Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. A V is for Vrabel. It's also for Victory Monday. The 4-2 Patriots win 25-19 down in New Orleans. They earned our trust. They also might have earned themselves a spot in first place in the AFC East. If the Bills can fall tonight, I don't think it's likely. But I'm going to keep saying it because today's the only day we can say it. Once they win tonight, I won't be able to say it anymore. So let's get it out of the way on a Monday while we can. A little later on, we're going to play some audio, Fitzy, from the Six Rings postgame show. You remember that award-winning show last night here on WEEI.
Yesterday's?
How could I forget it?
It felt like it was yesterday.
Also available via podcast, if you want to get that, the Six Rings pod. We're going to play some audio from the wet blanket. That is Megan Ottolini. She had a somewhat negative take. We'll get to that later, but I might have a somewhat slightly trending toward negative take off the game, and that may be my three-point stance, and it's time right now for the three-point stances.
319!
318!
318!
318 to hug! Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Sometimes people like to get really creative on the text line or be really mean. But I appreciated this very simple two-word text we got just after the conclusion of the Drake May interview.
Blank you.
Nope. 774. Oh, good interview.
Oh, wow.
It was very simple. Like, didn't go over the top. It's our greatest interview. Just, yeah, good interview. Thanks, boys. Move on, right? I like it.
Did we hear from the May family friend? Was his name Rick, I think, on the text line beforehand? He said he would text in, but he might have gotten the times mixed up. I know it moved right before the show.
And I think he'll be happy to hear the development that is May or May not.
I think so.
As we learn a little more about Drake May moving forward. But no, we didn't hear from Rick Riniak. Rick Riniak,
yes.
Down in North Carolina.
That's
Walt's
right.
Nephew, son? I forgot who he was. Walt somebody.
Walt's nephew.
Yeah. But go ahead, Dan Ball, with your little read.
Okay. Time for today's three-point stance. Nobody belittles a producer quite like Andy Hart. Time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the rain has made you a wet blanket, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Our order today, Andy Hart, Nick Fitz, Fitzy Stevens, and my man Stiz back behind the glass jumping in for the third three-point stance today. Andy, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Gosh darn right.
Well, do your little three-point stance. Here's 60 seconds for it. Go ahead.
I will. Speaking of little, not Ted Johnson. I'm going to take the baton from him in my three-point stance. And they're like, oh, no, he's talking about Belichick. No, I'm not. It's something else he likes to bring up. And that is something that was on full negative display yesterday in the Patriots' win in Nolens at the Superdome. And that's a lack of depth for this football team. It's becoming quite clear. If anything can derail this team, I don't think it's this team. I don't think it's the opponents. I think it's the injury bug. We saw yesterday three examples of players getting dinged up, banged up, and leaving the field. And in my opinion, none of those players have backups. Carlton Davis, your number two corner. If he leaves, you don't have another guy worthy of the number two corner spot. At the very least, you got to bump in Marcus Jones. Oh, by the way, Marcus Jones got banged up. You certainly don't have another slot corner. And when he got banged up with his physical style yesterday, I was really worried because you also can't replace him as a punt returner. And the third guy was Harold Landry, a Vrabel guy, a captain, a guy on the edge. You don't have a backup to him. And all three of those guys went down yesterday with injuries. Harold Landry, I actually thought was serious, but he said, no knee brace. I'm right back out there doing my job. The Patriots, as Ted Johnson said in the summer, and now we say in the mid-fall, they are dangerously thin at a lot of positions. They must stay healthy. Injuries are the only thing that can prevent this team from reaching its potential.
Depth has been not the play and development of Drake May. Not whether or not they spent $206 million the right way in the offseason. Not even this past draft. It's the drafts prior to this one, unfortunately, that could potentially get in the way of this team reaching its goals this season, because depth has always been concern number one for me. I think concern number one for you guys, and it should continue to be concern number one for most Pats fans. And even if they don't go out and get a star, a stud, or a human highlight machine to add to the team by the NFL trade deadline, grabbing one or two depth pieces at certain key spots would probably make a ton of sense for the Patriots, like a backup Kalavon Chasen, a swing tackle that's not named Vidarian Lowe, a decent slot corner that can punch to the outside if necessary, a la John Jones style, and backup Marcus Jones. Just don't get caught. Don't get caught with your pants down at a couple of positions that are key where depth is an issue.
So we should hire Brezbot as the GM at the trade deadline for the Patriots, because he's really good at bringing in really kind of low level bodies that just kind of fill needs but aren't stars and may not even really help you in the long run. See last year's trade deadline with the Red Sox where he basically did that.
Yeah, Patriots need a Romy. They need a Romy.
They kind of need a Romy. They
yeah, could need a Romy.
A Mats.
A Ref Snyder.
Yeah, like some of those guys.
Ref Snyder. Who's the Ref Snyder? Andy, I got to say this, because it seems like it's just been Belichick troll season around here for far too long for somebody who did so much good way back in the day. But one thing Belichick and the prior regimes did very well was finding somebody off the scrap heap midseason, like an Akeem Ayers or a Jonathan, I forget the name, Casillas, or obviously Kyle Van Noy, and then turning them into something here in New England. I would love to see the Patriots kind of dip into those waters once again and find somebody who can not only provide depth, but actually even maybe a little pop in the lineup.
Well, and that's easier to do when you have talent more widely spread throughout the roster. When there's depth at other places, you can kind of pinpoint the one or two places where you are thin. When you're as thin as they are, I mean, I think you could make a strong argument they, if they want to be a true contender, they need to shore up tackle, cornerback, edge rusher, running back. Like, those are four spots right there where I think they are precariously thin right now. And I don't know if it's realistic to find competent bodies, bodies that actually could play in NFL games at all four of those positions. But maybe they, you know what you just do? You say, Jim Whalen, I need you guys, Daron Mayo, the strength and conditioning staff and the medical staff, I need you guys to be on point. Keep everybody, nobody can get hurt. There'll be a little something-something in all your paychecks if you can keep right. Everybody healthy.
Yeah, and go down to that lab. Yeah, go to that laboratory in the basement where they used to grow spare parts for Gronk in case he got injured, and just harvest a couple of those.
Yes, Dan Ball?
Oh. Guess we're good there. We'll leave that one there. We will move on to Nick Fitzy-Stevens' three-point stance. Fitzy, are you ready, my friend?
I think this one dovetails off Mr. Hart's three-point stance quite nicely, so perfect. Shall we proceed?
Look forward to hearing that. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, Andy just told you that the New England Patriots are thin at a number of spots across both offense and defense. And I'll tell you a certain player that they could ill afford to lose right now or at any point the remainder of the season because he is quickly becoming an indispensable Patriot, and that would be slot corner slash special team extraordinaire Marcus Jones. I can rattle off a bunch of numbers for you that'll tell you Marcus Jones is having perhaps the best season of his career as a defender in terms of solo tackles. He's one of the top 20 cornerbacks in the NFL. He's got an interception. A lot of cornerbacks that are getting paid a lot of money don't have them. He's got a number of solo tackles. He's top 20 in assisted tackles. He's also forced a fumble. He's got a sack now as well. He rarely misses a tackle. He's a hard hitter. This guy is an absolute gamer who is balling out in a contract year, which is going to make him, with all due respect to the money they're supposed to pay Gonzo and the panic setting in on the Six Rings postgame show for how are they going to afford Gonzo and Drake May years from now. No, you're going to need to pony up for Marcus Jones next year as well if you want to keep around one of these guys that is willing and more than happy to do whatever you ask of him, wherever you ask him to do it, in the slot, on the outside, on special teams, and maybe again on offense. MVP right now, he's a mighty valuable Patriot, Marcus Jones is.
Oh, I see what you did there. The old mighty valuable Patriot who we'll talk to hopefully about 20 minutes from now, 3:30 here on WEEI.
What do you think, Andy? Let me just toss it out to you. I want to toss one back at you for your three-point and then toss one at you for mine.
Okay.
Back to yours. You can trade for, like, let's be real. This is not Ramondre for Derrick Henry, although actually Baltimore may be getting the better of the deal with the way he's played the last 2 weeks. If you could legitimately offer a reasonable trade for anybody in the NFL, like to shore up a depth issue for the Patriots, who's atop your midseason acquisition list right now?
So a depth player. We're not talking about like...
No, but they could also start too. Like they could contribute.
I know Albert Breer was talking up the idea of Chris Olave after the Patriots saw Chris Olave
Correct.
Catch the ball, short passing game. I will say I didn't like his effort and inability to execute on what should have been a touchdown catch from Spencer Rattler in the end zone. I thought that was a flat-out drop and one of the chances he had to make an actual big play. But a wide receiver, I know I tweeted about A.J. Brown, and that took off. I learned Fitzy's side of the rope. If you tweet about A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. It just goes viral through your mentions. So I know Patriots fans are still dreaming of the idea mm-hmm. of A.J. Brown. But if I could do it, like I'm looking lower. So I look at the Correct. Defensive front and I think they're pretty good. They got to stay healthy on the edge. The middle, we talked about it post game. Tonga has become a revelation. You add him to Barmore and Milton Williams. You got some pretty good depth at defensive tackle there at those spots. Linebacker. Suddenly linebacker feels pretty good with Spillane and Ellis and Gibbons and Tavai. And even cornerback, at least you have like the safety position. We saw it from the very first get-go yesterday. They want a guy that can cover. You know how I know that? Because they put Kyle Duggar one-on-one with Chris Olave on the outside yesterday.
That was not a good decision.
No. 53 yards later, Kyle Duggar did make the tackle after the half-field catch down there. So I would like to see, and I don't have the name. I don't have the name to throw out to you. I'd actually like to see a free safety type. I'm a little concerned about the depth in the middle of the back end of the defense. So for me,
Hawkins got hurt. Yeah, he was out yesterday. You kind of missed him.
You kind of missed him, and I didn't think I'd miss Jalen Hawkins, and you kind of did. And then any running back, I do think you need to add a running back. I don't know that you can get by with whatever this is that isn't being productive with Ramondre Stevenson scared to run, scared to fumble. Travion Henderson scared to fumble, doesn't make plays like he's supposed to. So I wouldn't mind seeing a running back added from somewhere. Although I will say you might be able to just sign a running back. There's some guys on the street you might be able to bring in that would actually contribute. So maybe you could trade for a safety, sign a running back, get the old Andy Hart double dip, have my cake and eat it too kind of thing.
Or maybe the Jets will just have an absolute fire sale. As has been suggested by one and many beat writers. And at that point, perhaps there'll be a number of options that'll be available from within your own division. The call can come from within the house. I want an offensive lineman first and foremost because Mike Vrabel, if you will, is all about trench warfare. And he's going to and wants to win in the trenches where the game begins. So give me some offensive line depth. And yes, a running back as well. And I guess third would be a backup edge rusher. But I want to make sure that the offensive issues that are currently not plaguing this team, nagging this team, the ones that are nagging this team, get shored up. And here's the other question. Marcus Jones, what kind of contract you maybe going to offer this guy next year?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. He's a really interesting guy. As
he is
the best punt returner in football, and mm-hmm. I do believe he is the best punt returner in football, can change games that way, and is becoming a much better, and this is one of the first questions I wrote down on my list of questions for Marcus Jones was, looks from afar like you're playing your best defensive football by far. What do you attribute that to? Are you better in this scheme? Are you just, you know, coming into your own as a middle of your career guy with a lot of experience under his belt? But he's a better player. I mean, you're probably talking about a guy that is $15 million a year out of line. I feel like he could get $15 million a year. If Carlton Davis is a $20 million a year corner at his age and just a corner, if I can be a starting corner and also the best punt returner in football, I think Marcus Jones should be looking for $15 million a year from somebody, whether it's the Patriots or somebody else.
Maybe 4 for 52 with like 23 up front. That would get it done.
Imagine that. That'd be good for him. I'd be happy as hell for him if he gets a $23 million signing bonus.
Yeah, imagine that from beginning of the year to where he is right now. That'd
or a year ago when his offensive coordinator was like, who? That guy plays offense? the little guy over there, he also plays offense? To making $23 million on a signing bonus? Yeah, that would be great. I would feel very good for him.
I still think that there's an argument to be made that he could take a couple snaps there. But
he absolutely could.
Still,
100%.
I mean, hey, if he's going to defend the way he's been defending, I love that he was getting the Olave matchup too. I mean, that's quite the head nod coming from Hardcore and company. But we'll leave that one there because Stiz is jumping in for the third 3-point stance today. Stiz, are you ready?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies may or may not.
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
All right, that was Drake May saying he's not into horror movies. I am into horror movies, and I'm here to tell you why horror movies are good for you. It's why, actually, I'm doing the 31 Nights of Halloween on my social media, at Stiz Grimy, a different Halloween movie
brag.
Every night. Okay, a little brag. All right, here, number one. Horror movies are a cathartic release. Andy, you're right. Life is scary, but horror movies give you a safe way to release some of that fear. It's like an emotional exercise for your brain. In that same vein, it's a great way to release stress, and it boosts resiliency. I see you laughing. Don't laugh, Andy. Actually, studies show that horror movie watchers often handle real-world stress better than other people. Another reason, horror movies are a great emotional building experience. Why do you think it's so common you bring your girlfriend or your date to a horror movie? It's a bonding experience. I would ask everyone to visit a horror convention, and they are some of the nicest, most caring people that you will ever meet. And lastly, horror movies, it's cultural relevance, okay? Horror movies reflect society's fears, whether from politics to human nature to technology. They are a mirror to society. And so I would argue that not only are horror movies good for you, but they are just the best thing on earth. Kind of.
No, the plane's going to crash. Didn't stick the landing.
Didn't stick the landing, but yeah, horror movies, just the best thing on earth, especially this time
of year. You're telling me Drake May, who just admitted he doesn't like horror movies, may not. Drake May, who's talked about showing more emotion and his emotional leadership and things of that nature, could evolve emotionally if he watches horror movies.
I would argue that if Drake May watches horror movies, it will make him better as a football player because he will be better suited to deal with stress and anxiety.
He already saw a horror movie. It was called the 2024 Patriots Highlights.
He also seems like he's doing fine handling the stress and anxiety. Have you noticed the dude? He's been on fire lately. He's been making plays. Did you see Buffalo? Is there anything more anxious than being at Highmark Stadium trying to put your team in spot to win a game, and he does it against the all-whites and Josh Allen?
See, but now the Patriots are going to become favorites. So now if you start to struggle when you are being picked to win these games, I don't know. That's a kind of adversity he hasn't seen as a professional yet.
And also,
he's going to have to learn how to deal with people coming after him, which, of course, happens frequently in horror movies, right, Stanley?
Exactly. Did you guys hear him yesterday in his post game? He had a sentence where he was like, "It's nice to finally start winning again."
Yeah,
I was like, "Ooh, taking shots at Gerard Mayo."
No, I think that was just him wanting to win. He spent a year not winning, and it's nice to be winning again. Statement. We don't. Dan, did you also tell me that horror movies are tied directly into real world, like whatever? What did you say there?
Well, yeah, it's cultural relevance. So horror movies usually reflect what's going on with society. Like, take a show.
So if a guy
like,
chases me with a chainsaw, what the hell does that have to do with society?
Funny you say that. That's
probably
based on
the IRS coming for their money.
Well, that's based on Ed Gein, who was a real-life serial killer.
But yeah, he was just a crazy guy who killed people.
These people are in our world. They
yeah,
walk amongst us.
And that's why I don't want to know. I don't want to think. I would like to be naive. I'd like to be the ostrich. I'll just bury my head in the sand and pretend and not see the chainsaw coming. I don't want to expect the chainsaw to be coming. I'll tell you, I ate a little late the other night, had a brownie before bed. I had a dream
Nightmare.
About being in this studio with rats running around on the ceiling, one fell down and bit me in the neck, and then I woke up. You know that they're like,
it
I don't think
like
you
problem.
Because of chocolate.
I don't know what it was from. It's literally the first nightmare I've had in maybe 15 years.
Did your kids leave some special brownies?
No.
Out?
If you eat before bed, it can give you nightmares.
Yeah. So I don't
it
need
can.
To watch horror movies. I don't need to eat before bed. I don't need to be scared. Jeez.
But you I see, but like something like Black Mirror, we talked about that the other day on the show. Like. I think maybe Ted brought it up in a discussion. Like when you have these like these little these horror or sci-fi level parables and metaphors for what's going on in our world, Stiz, like it makes you aware of it. It helps you handle it. And it sort of opens your eyes sometimes to the potential oncoming horrors in your life. Like you have to. So they're not my favorite, but I don't deprive myself of them a couple times a year just to make sure that my eyes are wide open.
And according to the 603 on the text line, the Jets Broncos game was kind of a horror movie. And I agree with that. That was hideous on my Sunday
morning. I think,
morning.
Andy, you should just watch one in October.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back to the phone lines here on WEEI Afternoons, where our Patriots Monday regular guest, Marcus Jones, joins us. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How was that post-game locker room? I think the kids would say it was lit.
Yeah. No, it was great, you know, especially getting a win on the road in another hostile environment and everything. So it was great to get the win for sure.
Marcus, what were some of the challenges presented to you following up what was easily the biggest win of this season, probably of your Patriots career, and I would say of the decade thus far in Buffalo, and then going on the road against a team you were favored against in the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, first off, I'm going to give a lot of credit to, you know, a great football team. You know, the Saints, they have a lot of great players on both sides of the ball and everything. And Graves talked to us about the situation of, you know, playing our football, making sure it's our standard and then playing up to our standard. Of course, you know, there's corrections on film that will get corrected and everything. But it was just great to end up taking that long flight down there and getting that W and coming back home.
Marcus, from afar, it appears you're playing the best football of your career on defense. You're very active, pass defenses. You had a sack. You're knocking balls out. Do you agree with that, first of all? Do you feel like you're playing some of your best football of your career? And if so, why? Is that scheme? Is that experience? You know, what would you attribute that to?
I attribute it to just the situation of being able to take advantage of the plays that, you know, that I'm playing, you know, being able to be in the right spot, trusting the players that surround me and everything like that, doing my 1 of 11 and just making sure I keep my head down and just keep going. You know, it's a long season, of course, but just taking it one play at a time and everything and then kind of going from there. But, always trying to go 1-0 each week is the most important thing, honestly.
Marcus, obviously we've been watching you since you came into the league out of Houston in 2022. And this season, sure, the, you know, forced fumbles, the interception, but also, you know, a sack, a lot of hard hits, a lot of intense contact. Would you say that your play style has intensified either since you came into the league or in particular this year under Mike Vrabel and Terrell Williams and Zach Kaur?
I would say I've always been from the sense of never scared to stick my nose in and everything when it comes down to making tackles and, you know, doing different plays and everything like that. When it comes down to how our scheme is and stuff like that, you know, we do try to put people in the right position to where they can succeed. And making sure that we go out there and play fast. You know, we communicate with each other. We have a lot of trust when it comes down to the captains, to let people know the standard that we're playing at. But at the end of the day, you know, on defense, all 11 are trusting each other and making sure that we make plays on the ball.
Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback, joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Along those lines, there's this phrase that often gets thrown out there, and often it's with your position, cornerbacks, business decisions, right? They choose to kind of dive at a guy's feet instead of taking him on high or make the tackle on a running back or a bigger player. Is it safe to say you don't really consider that you don't make business decisions and you just kind of throw your body out there and don't worry about it?
Yeah, I feel as though we're all out there trying to make plays. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't care who has the ball. I'm trying to either get them down or get the ball out of their hands.
Now, on the subject of business decisions, Marcus, this is the final year of your rookie deal and you're having I think it's safe to say, as a returner, specialist, cornerback, et cetera, you're having a career year. Have you and the Patriots talked contract at all, and would you like to continue your career in New England?
As of right now, I'm just focused on, you know, the season. That stuff will handle itself out whenever it comes down to it, but as of right now, I'm just keeping my head down and, focusing on the season.
If I asked you, what do you like about playing in New England right now, what would the answer to that be?
Oh, yeah. First off, man, the fan base. I love the fan base here when it comes down to all the sports teams out here and then the connections in the sense of people that I've met, the people that help us out and everything like that through a lot of stuff, whether it's community and a whole bunch of things like that, man. That's the thing that sticks out a lot when it comes down to the Northeast.
So coming up, going to be obviously an intense week last week coming off of the Buffalo game, getting ready for New Orleans and no letdown. Now you have your coach going back to where he used to coach, so there's going to probably be a little extra incentive on his mind. Are you guys ready for however Coach Vrabel ramps things up this week?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, it's going to be an important week because it's the next week. You know, Braves isn't too, you know, too into the situation of like, oh, okay, this is where, you know, I was before and everything. Like, we all understand, you know, when it comes down to this business, you might work or play for one organization and you go to the next. So at the end of the day, you know, we're going to treat this game, you know, as it's a normal game and make sure we key in and lock into the things that we need to lock into.
Speaking of Vrabel, I referenced that video from Patriots.com that they put out post-game locker room where he emphasized we're never going to not celebrate a win. What did that mean to you, that he emphasized how much you put into it, or he's telling you guys turn up the music and enjoy the win? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot because he has been a player before, so he understands, you know, the grit and the determination that you have to have in order to win in the National Football League. Because any given Sunday, you know, you can win a game and you can lose a game. So it's very important. So, you know, I definitely appreciate the situation of him saying, you know, we're going to celebrate wins because we all know how hard it is to win in this league.
Marcus, you are one of six team captains for the 2025 New England Patriots, which is something I imagine means an awful lot to you. But also we recently, as media and fans, heard about the game captains as well that Coach Vrabel goes about selecting for unique reasons each and every week. Am I correct that Kyrys Tonga, who's having a terrific season, was the game captain yesterday but was too shy to go out before the game?
Yeah, he was the game captain. I don't know too much about the situation of him being too shy to go out, but I know Tonga, he's a hard worker, man. Great personality, happy to always be at work, and he's always doing his job to the best of his ability when it comes down to it. But I don't know too much of him being too shy to go out.
Marcus, we are seeing some of your wide receiver teammates really evolve before our eyes, blow up, putting up really impressive numbers, making big plays. You know, Stephon Diggs had a couple 100-yard games. Booty yesterday, a couple touchdowns. Pop Douglas should have had a couple touchdowns. He got screwed by a call by the officials. I was wondering, from your perspective on the practice field and your experiences, who's the toughest Patriots receiver to cover?
I feel as though, you know, that's a great question. Everyone has their different ways. You know what I mean? Like Kayshawn, you know, he has his deceptive speed when it comes down to it. Pop has the quickness and everything to get open. Diggs has the strong hand, so I feel as though it's not just one. You know, they all have their top of the line, you know, great attributes when it comes down to a receiver.
This is a little bit of a kind of a curveball question, but we asked Drake May earlier. Marcus, are you into horror movies at all?
Oh no! See me, I'm not big into horror movies. I'm not big into scary stuff. I don't watch no scary movies. You know, I like to keep my dreams to where they're happy and stuff. I'm the type that mess around and have nightmares at night. So I'm not crazy about horror movies.
Do you have a favorite kind of movie though? Like, you know, if you're gonna go to a movie, are you gonna Netflix and chill? Marcus Jones likes what?
Netflix and chill. When it comes down to it, that's a great question. I don't really have an answer right now, but I've watched plenty of movies. I would say like one movie, this doesn't have anything to do with horror, but I like Avatar, even though people are crazy about how long the movies are and everything like that. I feel like they put a lot of detail and, you know, it's a lot of VFX when it comes down to movies like that, but I was really intrigued on how they, you know, put everything together.
One last football question before we let you go. I apologize here. I'm sure you saw or will be made aware the Titans actually fired their head coach in Brian Callahan. He's also their offensive play caller and coordinator. From a defensive perspective, when a team changes play caller, offensive head coach is fired, does that make this week even more of an unknown? And what challenges does that present getting ready for the Titans?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, when it comes down to something like that, it does make it an unknown a little bit. But then again, we're in the midst of the season, so I feel as though they can't change a whole bunch of things because that would make it difficult for them. But I feel as though, you know, there's always unknown if you go into every game. Of course, you know, you watch film and you see tendencies and everything like that. But yeah, that's what I would say about that.
All right, Marcus, congrats on the win this week. Stay healthy. You know, you made that one play, the pass defense, where you were like parallel to the ground, about 5 feet in the air, and you hit really hard. And I know you were a little slow to get up. Not too many more of those. We need you for the full season. So try to pick your spots with those crazy plays, okay?
I got you. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck in Tennessee.
For sure. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks,
that was Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback. Football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus, also a little movie talk. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Stiz, that's another smart Patriots player. Don't need to be scared.
It's crazy, man. Where are all my horror fans at?
I bet Robert Spillane watches horror movies.
Oh, yeah, he seems like it. Yep, he seems like a guy that watches some horror. I bet you some of the pass rushers, the D-linemen, bet you some of those
guys. I bet Steph Diggs loves horror movies.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. 617-779-7937. We continue to react to our interviews with Marcus Jones and Drake May, as well as that Patriots game and what they did well, what they didn't do well, and what they need to continue to do well to be a playoff team. Yes, if the playoffs started today, Fitzy, it would be weird, but the Patriots would still be in it. WEEI Afternoons rolls along next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was Mike Vrabel this morning on a Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. And he was talking about Drake May and whether he's exceeded his expectations. You know, there was a lot of belief, Fitzy, that Mike Vrabel took this job in part because of Drake May. Now, obviously, there was the connection. He had been the Patriots Hall of Fame halftime guest, and he talked about how special it was, and then it all petered out in Tennessee. There was all that, but he also...
It's not like this everywhere.
He also inherited a theoretically great young quarterback, the third pick in the draft, a guy that had modern talents and skill sets and all of those things. Stiz was a little annoyed. Stiz, I'm bringing off-air conversations on air, but Stiz is like, could couldn't Vrabes just be like, yeah, he's been great. He's exceeded my expectations. And I said, no, Stiz. I think, A, he had high expectations, but, B, if you say that, oh, he's exceeded my expectations, it kind of gives the guy an out to take his foot off the gas. And we've talked about this all year long. Vrabel's been handing out game balls like candy on Halloween. Gave everyone a game ball yesterday, and I think that was the first Drake May game ball because he got one that all of the other 46 players that were active for the game received. Could he have gotten a game ball previously? Obviously, but I think Mike Vrabel is holding Drake May to the standard of, I think you're supposed to be an MVP candidate. I think you're supposed to be elite. So Mike Vrabel probably looks at this and goes, nah, hasn't really exceeded my expectations because I expect him to be great. And that's why he's a little less glowing with some of his praise or support than maybe you see with other players.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's a tough balancing act, Andy, to like dole out the appropriate amount of praise, but also make sure that you don't lavish him in excess because it can create an odd dynamic with other players on the team. You don't want to, the kids, we've heard time and again how humble he is, how level-headed he is from his upbringing and just his own gentle nature as well. I think Mike Vrabel has handled it. I'd give him an A minus, like on how he's handled them thus far. Like, he makes him feel special, but at the same time also doesn't do like the, well, there's Drake and then there's everyone else. That would create, that just wouldn't seem like Vrabel, if you will. Like, that just would, that wouldn't fit the cut of the character that we've come to know thus far as a coach.
I always go back to this comparison. And as a parent, you got a couple kids. One kid, you know, is honestly just a little smarter, a little better student. They bring home a B. You say, what's with the B? Like, usually you get A's. I'm expecting you to be A's. Then you got another kid that is probably more of a C-level student, comes home with a B, and you might be like, hey, you want to go out to eat? You want to go get your favorite, you want to get a Happy Meal on the way home from school? That's a great B. Like, you treat the players to some degree with an expectation based on the skills that they have and the ceilings that they have. Not everybody. Drake May was drafted third overall for the New England Patriots. Which other Patriots were drafted in the top five?
Let's see, not Barmore, not Gonzo, not Will Campbell.
That's it. Like, that's the comp. And I think that was actually something Drake May brought up with us previously, like the shared experience of being top five picks in the NFL draft. That's unique to them. Like, they face pressures and expectations that even Gonzo doesn't face as the 17th pick in the draft or wherever he ended up getting taken. Like, some of these guys, yeah, they're high picks. They have high expectations. But it's different when you're a top five pick. And that is something that I think Vrabel sees. He sees the talent. He sees the reason that other teams wanted to trade up to the third pick or in that range, the Giants and others, to get Drake May. And he's not going to pat him on the back for a B or an A-. You know when he wants to pat Drake May on the back, in my opinion? When they start really achieving playoffs, playoff wins, MVPs, Super Bowls, AFC title games. I think that's the expectation Mike Vrabel has for Drake May, and he's holding him to that standard. So, yeah, it's great. You threw three touchdown passes against a one-win football team in a dome in October. Ballyhoo for you. Talk to me in January when you're doing it, you know, at Gillette Stadium or Ted. Ted's got him in the AFC title game at Highmark Stadium. I bet you if Drake May throws three touchdown passes in an AFC title game win at Highmark Stadium in January to beat the Bills and Drake May, I think Mike Vrabel will be over the top praiseful of his quarterback. But I also think that's the vision he has for him, those levels of achievement.
Yeah, and he's watching him ascend and grow and evolve this year. And so with that, yeah, we talked about expectations earlier in the show regarding, you know, how, putting pressure on the Patriots. Drake May is starting to now raise people's expectations of him. He's not only fulfilling the early ones people had, but now when you start getting mentioned in the top 10 quarterback, top five quarterback, best quarterback of the 2024 draft class, MVP candidate, expectations elevate. So with that, from a coach that keeps a pretty level head but understands his potential, will come increased expectations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.